Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. Today we're going to discuss another aspect of the enlightening information that's been given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. We're going to explore the statement that we often hear but sometimes don't really comprehend, and that statement is, we are all one. The truth is that every particle of life in the whole of creation is interdependent, interrelated, and interconnected. That means that what affects one part of life affects all life. And it's hard to grasp if that is. The literal interpretation of that is that every single thought, word, feeling, or action we express changes the dynamics of the entire universe. How's that for an awesome responsibility? As you listen to our online radio broadcast today, once again, be aware that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to expand this chalice of light that we have been building over the period of time. And this chalice is serving as an open door through which the light of God is now increasing on this planet. And this light is intended to bless humanity and all life that's evolving here. Throughout this hour, we'll be functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity today, we're going to bless humanity and all life, and we're going to work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and all over the planet. As this radio program evolves throughout this hour, be aware that this divine truth is flowing into your heart in a way to awaken within you the reality that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, this truth will remind you that you're not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality known as your human ego, which most of us have come to believe we are. But rather, you are a beloved child of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is yours. This amazing information that's being given to us by the beings of light is not intended to dispute our present belief systems or to tell us that what we believe as truth is wrong. The divine intent of this information is to give us greater clarity and understanding and to help us see the bigger picture, so that as we take this information into our heart, we can decide what resonates as truth for us and what is appropriate for our part of the divine plan. The beings of light don't ever want you to believe something just because somebody's told you it's true. So please listen to this information as food for thought. And when you take it into your heart, ask your I Am presence, that higher aspect of your true divinity, to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life and how it will help you to reach your highest potential. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth, and experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every other man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. Know that through this activity of light, you are creating a grid of divine love around the planet. It is lifting up in energy, vibration, and consciousness every particle of life. As you are lifted up through this activity of light, all life is being lifted up with you. So as we move through this special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today, we're going to discuss the profound truth that we are one with all life. I'd like to begin our time together today with a meditation. In truth, we are one with all life, and as we are lifted up, all life is lifted up with us. This means that we actually have the ability to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this planet. As we invoke the light of God into our own lives through our I Am Presence, we can ask the I Am Presence of every evolving soul on this planet to blaze the light of God through their lives as well. The I Am Presence of each soul will only work toward the highest good for that person. So this influx of light will always occur within the embrace of the highest good for all concerned, and it will not interfere with each person's learning experience, but rather help them move through the learning experience in the most positive, constructive way possible and lift them up into a higher frequency. So now as we begin this meditation today, know that we are invoking the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. And through the heart flames of every evolving soul, this light is not only blessing each one, but flowing through all life on this earth as well. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Feel yourself just as this open conduit for God's pure light. Breathe in deeply and gently and close your eyes. And as you exhale, feel yourself becoming one with all life on this planet in a conscious, tangible way. I'm going to lead you through this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience this activity of light individually and personally, but know that simultaneously we are invoking this light on behalf of all humanity and all life on this planet. I am one with all life. I am going within to the deepest recesses of my heart, the secret place of the Most High Living God. There I kneel before the altar of love and surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my I Am Presence, my true God reality. I feel my I Am Presence now taking full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, I am lifted up in consciousness. I am now standing within the higher frequencies of God's pure light, and this divine power fills every fiber of my being. The light of God is expanding into my heart and mind. And as it does, I am being lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness into what I know to be the realms of illumined truth. From this level of divine consciousness, I clearly know and understand that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. From this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating only the highest good for myself and all life evolving on this blessed planet. I begin with me, but I know that simultaneously I am serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity and all life. For we are all one, and as I am lifted up, I am lifting all life up with me. I now invoke the entire company of heaven. Beloved ones, come forth now. Please assist me in this endeavor and empower my affirmations and my visualizations on this sacred and holy day 1,000 times 1,000-fold. I am remembering who I am, and I love and respect myself as a beloved child of God. I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's glorious light and divine love. As I sojourn through my earthly experiences, I am manifesting infinite physical perfection in my earthly bodies. I am vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, and radiantly beautiful. I am filled with divine love, and I am co-creating wonderful, loving relationships in every avenue of my life. I am continually receiving the limitless flow of God's abundance, and I am financially free. I am fulfilling my divine purpose, and therefore I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an exponent and an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. That means that I am reaching my highest divine potential as a son or daughter, a wife or husband, a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, as a woman or man, a human being, a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a teacher, a steward of the earth, a way-shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of heaven on earth. I am an open door for the infinite light of God's eternal peace, God's divine love, truth, wisdom, enlightenment, harmony, and joy. I am a living example of divine trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am the physical manifestation of the sacred light from the heart of God that is manifesting as sacred fire in the physical world of form. I am the sacred flames of transfiguring divine love, of healing through the power of God's infinite transmutation. I am the sacred flame of the immaculate concept for all life, the sacred flame for God's compassion, forgiveness, eternal peace, ministering grace, and every other divine attribute of God. From moment to moment, I am open and receptive to the divine guidance of my I Am presence and the assistance of the legions of light that are helping me from the realms of illumined truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and the elemental kingdom, the nature kingdom, as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. With deep love and appreciation for my gift of life, the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God are perpetually manifesting on Earth through my heart flame. Now, with every thought, word, action, and feeling, I consecrate my life to expanding the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. I now accept and know that these perfect patterns from the causal body of God are victoriously manifesting on earth through me. And so it is, beloved I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room. I become aware of my physical body by gently moving my fingers and toes. As I exhale, I gently open my eyes and I begin breathing normally. I now relax, and I just allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I listen to these words. The light of God is increasing on earth. This is due to myriad activities of light that have been co-created over the years through the unified efforts of embodied lightworkers and the Company of Heaven. This influx of light is causing a tremendous awakening to take place within the hearts and minds of people everywhere. This awakening is causing to surface in the hearts and minds of people the questions that have been asked throughout time immemorial. Who am I and why am I here? In response to this heartfelt inquiry, the beings of light in the realms of truth have come through the veil to meet humanity halfway. This unprecedented divine intervention is flooding the mental and emotional strata of Earth with sacred knowledge designed to assist humanity during these glorious but very difficult times. The divine intent of this assistance from on high is to provide the wisdom and the necessary tools that will help every person on the planet discover the answers that they are seeking. Our God selves, our I Am presences, have guided us through the learning experiences that we need in this lifetime to fulfill our divine plans. Our beliefs are sacred, and we're all in our right and perfect place. The information pouring forth from the realms of illumined truth is not intended to dispute our present belief systems or to tell us that what we believe is wrong. It is being given at this time to enhance what we already know and to give us greater clarity and understanding, to give us encouragement and to help lift us up into the new levels of understanding. As we allow the truth of this information to resonate in our heart of hearts, our highest potential will be revealed to us. Then the distortion of our belief systems and the things that are preventing us from reaching our highest potential will be exposed. When this occurs, we will be able to recognize viable solutions to the maladies that are existing in our individual lives and on the planet. Actually, the words, "We are one," have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one way or another since the beginning of time. As we observe the events taking place all over the world, we are beginning to understand more than ever before just exactly what these words mean. We are recognizing that these words are not just a lofty platitude or a sweet cliché, even though our human egos may have made us perceive them as such. The words, "We are one," proclaim a profound truth. From the time we were first breathed into manifestation as individualized sons and daughters of God, it has never been more imperative that we grasp the full magnitude of this profound truth. Daily and hourly, we witness myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life. It seems as though in every conceivable corner of the world right now, people are inflicting pain, suffering, injustice, and even death on one another. The only way that behavior could possibly make any sense or be justified in anybody's mind is through their ignorance of the reality that we are one with all life. To inflict harm on another human being in the face of that profound truth is totally and completely ludicrous. It is self-destructive, and it is actually suicidal. It is unconscionable for us to hurt another part of life, and it is uncivilized. During the unprecedented influx of light that is taking place on Earth at this time, our problems seem as though they're being exacerbated. But it's important for us to really understand why. This is occurring for a very specific reason. Let's look at the bigger picture for a moment so that we can get a clearer perspective of what is actually happening on this planet. It isn't that the Earth is just going to hell in a handbasket. It's that we are in the midst of a unique experiment that has never been attempted in any system of worlds. And in this experiment, the Earth is being given an opportunity to move into higher frequencies of pure light than ever before. Once again, ask the divinity pulsating within your heart, your I Am presence, to take full command of your conscious mind and allow these words that I'm going to share with you now to awaken within you the inner knowing and the remembrance of who you are and your oneness with all life. When this truth really awakens within your heart flame, you will understand and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are not the fragmented, fear-based aspect of your personality known as the human ego, but rather you are an empowered and deeply loved child of God. In reality, you are a magnificent, multifaceted, multidimensional reflection of our Father, Mother, God. And all that our beloved godparents have is yours. From your highest aspect of divinity, you are a radiant sun, expressing all of the various frequencies of divinity pulsating in the causal body of God. You are actually a god or a goddess participating in the greatest leap of consciousness ever experienced by the sons and daughters of God in any system of worlds. You are a powerful instrument of God. And together with other light workers all over the world who are awakening with you, you are co-creating a new octave of godhood. Your light is now expanding the infinite body of God without measure. And through your activities of light, you are lifting every particle of life ever breathed forth from the core of creation into the dawn of a new cosmic day. This is something that you have been preparing to do for unnumbered lifetimes. This is something that you have absolutely prepared a unique facet of, and you have this ability within you, or you would not have been allowed to embody on Earth during this cosmic moment. You may not realize this truth just yet, but you are a wonderful and wondrous gift to this planet. and all life evolving here is blessed by your presence. Now, from that level of understanding, I want you to listen to these following words as we proceed. What we call God is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life everywhere. This includes every minute electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of life evolving in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, throughout infinity. In other words, God is all that is. What that means, both literally and tangibly, is that everything that exists anywhere in the whole of creation exists in the body of God. Every particle of life, known and unknown, pulsates as a cell in the all-encompassing presence of our Father, Mother, God. Once we begin to really grasp that truth, then we can understand that all life forms pulsate as one unified force field in the body of God. Therefore, what affects one part of life affects all life. What affects one cell has an effect on all of the cells in the body of God. This means, once again, that in divine truth, all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. What affects one part of life affects all life. This is the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God, not just part of it, not just our own lives, not just ourselves, but the entire body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling that we have changes the dynamics of the entire universe. There's no such thing as neutral energy. And what that means is that at any given moment, depending on our frame of mind and our emotional state, we are either adding to the light of the world through our positive thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, or we are adding to the shadows of the world with our negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. How is that for an awesome responsibility? So why do things seem to be getting worse day by day? Because the light of God is increasing on earth, and people are beginning to awaken, and more light is flowing through their heart flame. It is very important for us to really understand this phenomenon, so that we will be able to see the bigger picture and not just allow ourselves to focus on the surfacing negativity and be overwhelmed with fears of hopelessness or anxiety or stress when we observe the events that seem to be taking place. So as the light of God flows into the physical plane, through humanity's newly awakened hearts and minds, it pierces into the spark of divinity pulsating within the core of purity in every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on earth and throughout the whole of creation. But let's focus for this moment on the planet Earth. As the light penetrates into the divine spark in every electron of life on earth, it reactivates the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept, the highest potential of that electron of energy. The immaculate concept for any of God's creations is the blueprint for that expression of life's full divine potential and everything that it has the capability of achieving. So the reactivation of the immaculate concept that is happening within all life on this planet is pushing everything that conflicts with that divine potential to the surface. This is true whether we're talking about a person, a place, a condition, or a thing, or whether we're referring to the human kingdom, or the elemental kingdom, the nature kingdom, or the angelic kingdom. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, at the very core of that life form, of that energy that is manifesting at that, as that life form, still pulsates the spark of divinity, the immaculate concept of its original divine potential. Without that, no life form can survive. So in other words, even within the most depraved or degenerate souls, there still blazes that spark of divinity with all of that soul's divine potential, or that soul would not exist. This is a vitally important point for us to comprehend, because once we really grasp this truth, it will change the way we look at life and how we feel about people in general. It will help us to really understand what it means to be one with all life. Every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life in the whole of creation pulsates in the body of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, all that is. Once again, what affects one facet of life affects all life. Consequently, every thought, word, action, or feeling we express is either adding to the light of the world or the shadows. So when we really get this, we understand that when we see something, there is no us and them. We are all in this together. There is no polarization of good and bad, but rather they are just reflecting other aspects of our own human potential. We need to stop looking at life through the eyes of separation and fear. Instead, we must recognize our oneness and take action from that perspective. So, as we understand this with greater and greater levels of understanding, knowing that the spark of divinity, the immaculate concept, is in all life, we need to realize that within the core of every negative aspect, we still have the ability to amplify that light. Within every electron of poverty still pulsates the potential of God's infinite abundance. So that means that since we are connected with all life, every frequency of poverty consciousness on the planet has access to our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. So when we focus on poverty, and when we just wring our hands and get caught up in the consciousness of lack and limitation, we are amplifying this massive force field of poverty consciousness on the planet. But if instead of doing that, we invoke the golden ray of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace and shift into a higher level of divine consciousness, we will transmute the negative that's surfacing, and we will project the consciousness of abundance into this energy and transform it back into light. Within every electron of disease still pulsates the potential of vibrant health. Within every electron of war still pulsates the potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hate still pulsates the potential of God's infinite love. So knowing that if we are focusing on the negative things and what we don't want, that is what we are amplifying. But if we look at that as a detached observer and say, what do we want instead of that, and then begin energizing and powering what we want, asking our God self in the company of heaven to transmute those negative patterns, we can greatly shift what is taking place on the planet. What is happening on the planet now is that the light of God is flowing into the earth at an accelerated pace through every heart flame. This influx of light is activating this immaculate concept, the original divine potential, within every one of us and all life. This phenomenon is pushing every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that conflicts with the highest divine potential of whatever it is, the person, place, condition, or thing. It is pushing that divine potential to the surface. And everything that conflicts with that potential is coming up to be healed. The reason things look so dire at this time is because it's very easy for us to witness the negativity that's being pushed to the surface all over the world. But what we cannot see as easily is the incredible light that's pushing that misqualified energy up to the surface. Therefore, from our limited perspective, it looks like things are getting much worse. But that is an illusion, and nothing could be farther from the truth. I assure you that our Father, Mother, God would not be allowing this intensified cleansing to take place if it was going to cause more harm than good. As the frequencies of energy that conflict with the light of God surface in each of our lives, and we respond to them in various and sundry ways, we can either amplify the negativity or transmute it back into light. For example, the frequencies being pushed to the surface that conflict with divine love are things that we're seeing happen all over the world, such as hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, a lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of reverence for all life. If we just look at that one aspect, divine love, and see that what's being pushed to the surface as that expands in every heart's lane, and observe those negative effects of that energy that's being pushed to the surface, we can see why things look so bleak. So as these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of light often latch on to these negative patterns and thought forms, these distorted things, and they begin acting them out in their daily lives, which just exacerbates everything. This is why we are seeing a tremendous increase in hate crimes, ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shootings, drug abuse, abuse of the earth, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. From outer appearances, it does look like the world has gone amok. That is why this time was referred to in the Bible as the time of the screaming and gnashing of teeth. Does anybody have any doubt about that? It is certainly not the intent of our Father, Mother, God for the increased influx of light that is surfacing all over the planet to take us down the tubes. In fact, if there was even the slightest potential of that happening at the present level of cleansing, our Father, Mother, God would not be allowing this to occur. The reason this is happening at such an accelerated pace is because all of us have been preparing for eons of time to assist during this unique moment on Earth. Our responsibility as light workers is daily and hourly increasing. And we have the ability to focus on this negativity that's surfacing and to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling to add to the light of the world with every thought, word, action, or feeling that we express. During the day, we should be asking ourselves perpetually, okay, at this moment, through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, am I adding to the light of the world or the shadows? And if we're not adding to the light of the world with our thoughts or feelings or words or actions at that time, we need to say to ourselves, okay, how can I change the way that I'm thinking, feeling, or acting in this situation in order to add to the light of the world? How can I react to or solve this problem in a positive way? Then by quieting ourselves and taking a deep breath and asking our I Am presence for guidance, we will begin to perceive new ways of responding to the same old situations. Then we can go into action and deliberately do whatever is necessary to improve the way we're handling the situation. We do not have control over the things that are happening in our lives or on the planet, but what we do have is absolute control, how we allow these things to affect us and how we are responding to them. So once we begin mastering this ability, which is actually not too difficult, it just takes consistent practice, then we can share what we've learned with our family and our loved ones and the people in our spheres of influence. This doesn't mean judging people or getting on our soapbox or preaching to them. It means giving people a drink from our cup and acknowledging what we have learned and indicating what we is important to share to them, even they are ready to receive it. The effects of our experiences and our sharing will be exponential. Then step by step, we will educate the masses of humanity and help people remember the oneness of all life. Through this process, people realize and learn that when anyone hates anyone, it is the same as hating ourselves. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of his or her skin, or their religion, nationality, culture, gender, lifestyle, or their economic or social status, it's the same thing as hating and discriminating against ourselves. All of us are cells in the body of God. We have unique gifts, purposes, and reason for beings, just like the cells in our own bodies. In our own bodies, we have a multitude of cells that serve all kinds of different functions, and all of the cells serve for the highest good of the body. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I'm a lung cell, so I love all lung cells, but I hate stomach cells and I hate heart cells because they're different than I am. The lung cells cannot survive without the stomach or the heart. They need to function in harmony with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All the cells are important. Their diversity is vital and necessary. Can you envision what a different world this will be when we really grasp this concept and when we understand and magnify the profound truth through every heart flame that we are all one, that we are all vital and necessary for the harmonious function of the entire body of God. When we really get it, that harming any other part of life is like shooting ourselves in the foot, that only when all of us are loved, cared for, nurtured, and valued will any of us be truly happy, fulfilled, and living in peace. Just think about that and allow these truths to resonate in your heart flame. To help lift all of us into a higher frequency of vibration so that we can really be functioning from this new level of awareness, this new, deeper understanding of what it means to be one with all life, I'd like for you to join me again for our closing meditation. And I'm going to state this in the first person so each of us can experience it individually. But this is an activity of light that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. It is actually a consecration of our vehicles that will raise us up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. Beloved Archangel Raphael is the angel of consecration, and he is the being that is going to guide us and participate with us in this magnificent gift that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. We are invoking this for ourselves individually, but know that simultaneously we have invoked the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and this sacred consecration of life will take place through each one in alignment with their individual divine plans. I ask my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. My heart is open and my mind is alert. Yet I am completely relaxed. With every breath I take, my I Am presence integrates further into my bodies at a cellular level. I hear a voice speaking in the deepest recesses of my heart, and I listen. The divine words reverberating through my heart remind me that I am an instrument of God, and that I have come to earth during this critical moment to be the heart, head, and hands of God in the physical world of form. I remember. The remembrance stirs within me the inner knowing that I have been preparing for eons of time for this divine mission. Deep within, I know that I have all of the wisdom, strength, skill, courage, knowledge, talent, and ability that I need to succeed God victoriously. I have the courage to act. Now I hear the voice of God calling me to a higher octave of divine service, and I respond with willingness and enthusiasm. The voice of God reveals to me that due to the urgency of the hour, a contingency plan for the earth has been set into motion, and my assistance is acutely needed in order for the plan to succeed. I joyously agree to serve. The voice of God speaking within my heart reveals that the time is short and that I am needed as a surrogate in an unprecedented divine plan to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity. And in deep humility and compassion, I volunteer. Suddenly, I feel myself spiraling up a scintillating shaft of light. And in an instant, I am standing before the august presence of beloved Archangel Raphael, the angel of consecration. Light is pouring from his being, and he appears to be standing within the center of a radiant, emerald green sun of healing light. Archangel Raphael beckons me, and I move closer to his luminous presence. He raises his hands and invokes the emerald green flame of consecration and healing from the very heart of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This emerald green flame pours forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, and flows into Archangel Raphael's crown chakra, then down into his heart flame. The flame of consecration and healing merges with the divinity in the heart of Archangel Raphael and expands out into his hands, and his hands become blazing suns of light. Archangel Raphael places his hands upon my brow, and he decrees, I consecrate your mind to be one with the divine mind of God. He places his fiery hands now upon my heart and decrees, I consecrate your heart to be the open door through which the light of God's infinite divine love and infinite abundance will flow to bless you and all life. Always hold your heart open, even in the face of adversity. Archangel Raphael places his hands upon my eyes and decrees, I consecrate your eyes to perceive the truth and to recognize perfection in all things. He places his hands upon my ears and decrees, I consecrate your ears to hear the still small voice of God within you for guidance and illumination. Truly listen to and hear all those who are communicating with you from the realms of illumined truth. Archangel Raphael now places his blazing hands upon my lips and decrees, I consecrate your lips to express only truth and to communicate clearly, openly, and honestly whenever you speak. He places his hands upon my nose and decrees, I consecrate your nostrils to breathe in the holy breath of the Holy Spirit. The breath of the Holy Spirit will now revitalize and rejuvenate and heal your bodies with every breath you take. Archangel Raphael now places his hands upon my hands and decrees, I consecrate your hands to bless and heal all that you touch. He places his hands upon my feet and decrees, I consecrate your feet so that as you continue your earthly journey, you will walk the path of light. As you fulfill your divine plan, you will reach your highest potential as an instrument of God. Archangel Raphael now decrees, in the name of the cosmic I Am, all that is, I decree that this consecration has been victoriously fulfilled through this precious soul and through the mighty I Am presence through every soul evolving on this planet. And so it is. Now, from the very deepest recesses of my heart, I affirm, in deep humility and gratitude, I accept my divine mission as an instrument of God. From this moment forth, I consecrate my every breath to be the open door for the light of God, the door that no one can shut. In an instant, I am back on earth. I experience the full momentum of my newly consecrated vehicles that are now open and receptive to the divine directives of God. I experience a new level of inner knowing, and I understand my mission with a new level of clarity. I am alert and ready to begin fulfilling my mission as an instrument of God. In deep humility and gratitude, I send forth my love to beloved Archangel Raphael, to my Father, Mother, God, and to the mighty I Am presence of myself and all humanity. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I Am. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today. Tune in with us next week as we join together once again to expand our chalice of light. Know that we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making this information available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we're freely sharing this information on a global scale through our website, through our free monthly email newsletter that you can sign up for by going to our website. That address is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. We've also documented this information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth in our books, CDs, DVDs, and our monthly publication titled Take Charge of Your Life. You have the ability to have access to all of these things from our website. Blessed One, pay attention to your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings throughout this week. create a glorious week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.